woody seats near and far. He had more kids than he had fast cars. Brian, Mick and Keith met in that club in Ealing. They found each other rather appealing. Brian taught them to play the blues, white boys playing black boys blues. Blues was then something new. He'd fly higher and higher to get his kicks. At the Chelsea he stayed in of the life of Brian. She'd left him and ran into the arms of Keith. Keith was her savior and was not a thief. And the kid that Brian fathered with Linda was adopted together with the pagan folk singer. Smile hid a tormented soul, fed by drugs, leading him to the edge of that black hole. He went to the studio, but couldn't play. He didn't know if it was night or day. Butterflies fill the air. Some people bowed their heads in prayer. In the crowd, the girls were all crying for the sudden loss of the life of Brian. He quit the stone a month before his death, as he grasped for air and took his last breath. Did he regret all those he'd leave behind? To those he hadn't been patient and kind. His fate was sudden and was so cruel, found at the bottom of the swimming pool. How did it happen, will they ever say? There's still speculation until this day. Moon's in the sky, so are you. Jimmy and Jimbo wrote songs for you.